And this is Nighttime Live on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Good evening, everybody. Bob Harris here with Brad Anderson. Scott Sorum has the day off. He's down in Wahpeton, all part of the Wild Game Show night down there for the Chihinkapa Zoo. Got some bad news yesterday, the death of one of the true legends of wrestling. We're talking pro wrestling now. Mad Dog Vachon, Maurice Mad Dog Vachon. I can remember this guy. I used to be glued to the television just to hear this guy talk and his demeanor and watch how he wrestles and all the dirty fighting and such. A lot of people called it dirty. And he passed away yesterday at the age of 84. Joining us right now is one of his best friends, and I imagine he wrestled him a time or two, the one and only, the very capable, and the sodbuster, Kenny J. Kenny, how you doing, my friend?
I am doing fine, and thank you for having me on. And you know, I'm deeply sorry that he passed away. But he was a great friend of mine. But when I wrestled him back in the 60s and 70s, he wasn't a great friend then. I mean, he was cruel, you know. He'd jump on your belly with both feet, you know, and, you know, but I... But then towards the end, he really helped me out with my benefits, you know, with his histiocytosis. And he turned for the better, and he was a great, great, great guy. And, you know, he went to Olympics, and he deserved everything he had, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't realize, because I think Roger Kent, at the beginning of every one of those episodes of All-Star Wrestling, said Algeria. But he wasn't even close to Algeria. He was from Canada, wasn't he?
Canada, you bet. You bet, yeah. He came from a big family, and his dad was a cop and everything, you know. So, yeah, he grew up in a rough world, you know, but they all his brothers and everything were tough guys.
Hey, by the way, I was supposed to ask you, somebody brought this up, and I do remember the butcher. I think his name was Paul, wasn't it?
Paul.
Is he still around?
You betcha, yeah. He lives way up in up in the Canada-Virginia border there, you know. And he's doing good. He had cancer and everything, but he's doing good.
That's good. Now, there were other members of his family, too, that were in wrestling, right?
Yeah, well, you know, Vivian was her sister, and then she died in a car accident, you know, and that was sad, you know, with her daughter. And, that was the only one other than the butcher and Mad Dog that I knew that wrestled, you know, was Vivian.
I think there was a niece, too, I think. Luna?
Yeah, Vachon? Luna. Yeah, right. That was Paul's niece, yep.
Ah, very good.
So she's still around, and I guess she's doing good, you know.
Okay, so why did they pick Algeria to be from? Do you remember, Kenny?
No, I don't, other than with the rough voice and everything. You know, I don't know. And, you know, it's... You know, I'm from Holy Fort, but I'm from Milwaukee, and I'm from Ohio. But, you know, I've been all over, so I can say I've been from there, you know. And they're from Algeria, they're from Canada, you know, but they probably, you know, because when in 48, you know, they had the Olympics, and Vern was in the Olympics down there. And so was Mad Dog, and they were almost supposed to wrestle each other, but then it was canceled. But that was 1948. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
It was just awesome. Just awesome.
Long, long, long time ago.
Long time.
I bet that wrestling tunic he wore was probably from 1948, huh?
The what?
I bet that wrestling tunic he wore during his matches was from 1948,
yep.
Huh?
Yep. Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. Yeah, I'm going to miss the dog, you know, because the last 10, 15 years, he did so much for my benefit, and you know, and we went to see him here in Omaha here a year ago, and then I seen him in Waterloo, Iowa, when we had the Nutez Hall of Fame and everything, so I got to see him, you know, but, you know, I'm going to miss him because he was a great cribbage player.
Oh, really?
Real good cribbage player. Well, he loved cribbage. He just loved it, you know. So
I could have taken him on because that's one of my favorite card games, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, come on down. I'll take you on.
Kenny J, All-Star Wrestling, Rock'em Sock'em Action, as Roger Kent used to say. You mentioned when he got into the ring, he would jump on your stomach, or he would rake at your skin and stuff like that?
Yeah. Right. Both feet, I mean, if you were constipated, you didn't have to worry. Now, I use that as a joke, but it was awesome, you know. And I wrestled Mad Dog many times, you know, and we had good matches. I mean, I got some good punches in, you know, because he wasn't a very big guy. You know, he was, 5'7", 5'8", you know, 230 pounds, and I was, almost 5'8", and I was, you know, back then, I was 210, 220, you know. So
wow.
We were pretty close, you know.
So I imagine he won the majority of matches. Did you ever beat him?
No, I never beat him. Never did. Never. No. Oh. It was mostly TV, you know. But actually, he was my partner one time.
Oh, he was?
He was at the St. Paul Armory. It was against the Englishman. I can't even think of
Would that be, I know what you're talking about, Billy...
No, not Billy Gels.
Robinson.
Alfred Hayes. Lord Alfred Hayes. And his partner, which I can't think of. But I remember bringing a roll of sod in, because I was a sod buster, and me and Mad Dog, we ran that sod through his face, and he was just black with it. I'll never forget that. And, you know, I couldn't believe it. Why did he, you know, pick me as his partner? But, we beat him. We just, Mad Dog just cleaned their clocks. We had a great time. You know, I'll never forget that as long as I live. And Mad Dog was there in my corner, and he protected me, and he helped me, and
let me ask you about him, though, real quick, as far as this is concerned. Everybody knew the persona of him being this Mad Dog, this guy that was absolutely uncontrollable.
Right.
What was he like outside the wrestling ring, outside the wrestling studios?
Well, he always had a rough voice. You know, he talked because he got hurt. I don't know if it was a wrestling or a car accident. His throat got smashed, so he always had the rough voice. You know, it wasn't a put-on or nothing. He talked that way, you know?
Uh-huh.
But he was outside, like I say, he loved cribbage. And if he loved you, you had it made, you know? And we played cribbage, and he was in my house many times, you know, and we played cribbage, and we went to the benefit and everything. But I love the guy, you know. I'm gonna miss him dearly, you know, like everybody else, you know. I know we all gotta go, but we don't want to go, but we gotta go, you know.
And by the way, folks, in case you don't know, Kenny Rogers, I called you. Sorry about that. Yep. Kenny J, yep. Didn't you get in the ring last summer a couple of times?
Well, last match I had was 3 years ago. Yeah, it was 3 years ago in KC Hall here in Bloomington, Minnesota, you know, and I had a guy in. But I still make some shows, and I got my paraphernalia that I sell, you know, my T-shirts and stuff.
Are you surprised, Kenny, that people remember you like this? I mean,
it's really surprising. You know, I'm in my late 70s, but I can't believe that people still know me. You know, I wasn't a big head Belson like Bockwinkle and Vern and everything. You know, I was down below it. But now everybody still knows me. And I go into some bars or Legion or something. They said, Kenny J, I can't believe you were the best entertainment of life back in the 60s. And, you know, it's amazing. I love it. And I bet the people up there in Dakota there, they're the same. They're the best fans, you know.
Well, You had a nice little prance when you were jumping around the ring, getting ready for it. But then that first swing that came from your opponent, sometimes that kind of slowed you down.
Yeah, they all slowed me down. But I wish I was in that prime again. But I guess I'll never get back. where I could jump around and go for an hour. I remember me and the Scrap Iron, we went for 45 minutes, holy crap.
Man.
And that's great, But I love it, and I'll never forget a lot of the great, great things, and the great people, and like Mad Dog and Red Bastion is gone,
How about Billy Robbins? How about Billy Robinson? That name came up, too.
Yeah, he was a great wrestler. Me and him had one of the best matches on TV. Oh my God, I'll never forget it. He won, but it was great. And Billy Robinson was a great friend of ours. Besides that, his kids and our kids were great. There's a lot of great people out there. I mean, they're the wrestlers. Ray Stevens, Billy Robinson, Red Bastien, Red Lion, Vern Gagne. They're all human beings,
Uh-huh.
They had to make a living,
Oh, so there's another question I have to ask you here, Kenny, before we run out of time.
Sure.
I read somewhere, and you can clarify this if it's right or wrong. Is it true that Mad Dog Vachon was the man who invented the pile driver?
Yeah, that was him. Yeah, he used that sucker. Even though Bockwinkel used it, but that was one of the first Mad Dog brought it into the first pro wrestling hold that really crippled a lot of guys.
I was going to say, because that hold was like banned in 3 states, right?
You bet. You could break a neck,
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah, he got that one down, right?
Hey, yep. Kenny, I want to take a brief break, and when we come back, you mentioned your benefit. I do want to get into that a little more heavily here, because we do talk about that each and every time you're on the air here. I want the folks to know about that, and we'll take a break and be back, okay?
Okay, I'll hang on.
Okay. Welcome back. Bob Harris here on Nighttime Live on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're talking about the late Mad Dog Vachon, and joining us is Kenny J, and also a very special guest joining us right now. The Baron is here, Baron Von Raschke. Baron, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be on your show. I just learned something.
What's that?
You can spell Bob two ways. Forward and backwards.
Kenny J is with us, Baron, and I know you two guys have been pretty good buddies for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
You bet, yeah.
And Kenny was telling us that one time he was partnered up with Mad Dog Vachon in a tag team match, but you teamed up with him quite a few times, didn't you?
That's right. As a matter of fact, if it hadn't been for Mad Dog Vachon, there would have been no Baron Von Raschke. He sort of took me under his wing after I broke into the business as the ring setup guy and the part-time referee, and he whisked me and my new wife up to Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and he asked me if I'd be his partner, and I said, sure. I jumped at the chance. And he was my big mentor and my big friend and just a great guy for me, because I learned a lot about the wrestling business from him. And so anyway, what do you want to know now?
Well, I have to clarify one thing, too, because I know Roger Kent said your grip was so strong that you could... Was it you could break the handles off of pliers?
No, I used to say that I could crack coconuts with my bare hands. Next thing you're going to tell me, you believe in Obama. So.
Whoa, well,
both of those guys could stretch the truth. I've never even stretched a coconut, let alone broke one.
But believe it or not, though, we did.
Oh, I forgot. Period.
Oh, we did meet once a long, long time ago. I don't expect you to remember me, but I saw you up at Lake George once. You were out there at the teepee there, but it was a long, long time ago. So, So what's your fondest memory as far as you know, we talked with Kenny before about the dog outside the ring. Can you give us a little flavor of what you thought about Mad Dog outside the ring as a you know, quote unquote normal guy? Well, if there is such a thing.
I beg your pardon, there was no normal Mad Dog. But anyway, he was a great guy though. He was a fun guy, and for a guy that hadn't finished high school, he quit school when he was quite young. He was but he read newspapers all the time. He was well-read and very intelligent, and he could carry on a conversation with anybody about anything, and he was very very amiable and very amicable and just a good person outside of the wrestling ring.
There were some people who thought that maybe he might even, like Kenny, drop into a ring every once in a while if it hadn't been for that car accident where he lost his leg.
Yeah.
You mean...
Was it a car accident, didn't he, cost him his leg?
No, it was a truck that hit him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He was jogging on the side of the road, and he got run over. And he had a lot of damage to both of his legs, and they concentrated on one leg, and by the time they got around to the other one, it had started to, it was so bad that it was... rotting. And anyway, they had to cut it off. And he had 27 operations. They kept taking off a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, Baron, did you ever fight Kenny?
Fight Kenny?
Yeah.
I'm still fighting Kenny.
So,
I never know when I'm going to be booked with Kenny.
What do you think? My brain is bad.
There's nothing the matter with me.
No.
Sidebuster was always one of my favorites, and he was really a good wrestler. And if he would have wrestled full time, who knows what he would have done. But anyway, he was a great skilled professional wrestler, and I always enjoyed Kenny.
Hey, Kenny, by the way, I know that the Baron helps you out once in a while. You have a very special benefit that you do once a year, and I was wondering if you want to tell the folks a little bit about it before we let you guys go.
Okay, yeah, it's a benefit for histiocytosis, which is a rare blood disease. My grandson had it when he was a baby, and he had chemo, and he's cured. He's 21 now. He's doing good, but I like to do benefits to raise money for research. Trying to find a cure, just like cancer. It's almost like cancer. And all these wrestlers, Baron and Dr. X and Larry Hennig and Big K and the High Flyer, they all help me raise money. And I'm so happy that they can do that for me. And I don't know why they do it, because I was just a nobody, but they do it for me. And I raise money. I make
That's not true. He's truly a somebody. Without Kenny J, I wouldn't have gone as far as I did. He was a star maker. Kenny, say that disease again.
What's that?
Say the name of the disease we raise money for.
Histiocytosis.
God soon die.
Yeah, but you guys, I mean, these guys all helped me out, and I can't believe it, because, like I said, I was just peeing on it, wrestling, I won some, but now these guys help me, and I just love it.
Well, Kenny, I'm going to agree with the Baron. You were somebody. Well, everybody, every time that Roger Kent made that announcement, or Marty O'Neill, that you're coming up to wrestle, you were somebody, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, the fans today still think I was somebody,
that's true.
I'm going to wrap up here, but I'm going to let the Baron talk first, and then you, Kenny. I'm going to ask you both to just tell me, how's the Mad Dog going to be remembered? Baron?
Okay, Baron.
I think he'll be remembered as one of the greatest performers, professional wrestling performers. He's in two Hall of Fames, the one in Waterloo, Iowa, and the one in in Amsterdam, New York, and he's just he'll be remembered forever as a because they'll keep showing those tapes over and over. I keep hearing about tapes of us from way back when, you know, and he was really great, and he had a great interview, great voice, great character, and the Mad Dog was actually a mad dog in the ring, and he, you know, he was, and but he was a great person, and he was a nice man. You know, when he lost his leg, by the way, I went to visit him in the hospital, and after about the 27th operation, that's when I went to visit him, and he was really down and depressed, and he said something to me that would sound like a challenge, and I says, "You can't threaten me. You don't have a leg to stand on." And he started to laugh. That's his sense of humor, and he laughed.
Yeah.
And pretty soon he was feeling good, and next thing you know, we were playing cribbage. So
yeah.
So you know, but he just had a great sense of humor, and he was a good guy. And,
great.
I'm gonna miss him a lot. That's why I say a lot of dub stuff because I get really emotional.
Oh no! By the way, Baron, Kenny was talking about cribbage too. I'm a big cribbage player. Sometime I'll come down. We'll play a little three-handed, and we'll have a chair empty by our side. And remember the dog. How about that?
When it's dog's turn, I'm gonna say, play it!
Say it! 52-54.
And Kenny, how about you? How are you going to remember the dog?
Well, I'll never forget him because, like I say, I wrestled him many times back in the 70s, 80s. And then when he helped me out with my benefit, and he helped me so dearly, you know, that I'll never forget him, you know, and I'm going to miss him. And even last year, they said, "Why don't you have the dog again?" You know, and I knew he wasn't feeling good. You know, it's my benefit. You know, and then the people still remembered him. I mean, fully. They wanted him back to the benefit. You know, and I wanted to get him, but you know, but I'll remember him for all he did for me for the benefit. And he was great, and you know, great wrestler, great Olympic wrestler, great. He was great. What can I say? Great person.
Hey, by the way, Kenny, when is your next benefit, and how can people find out more about it?
Well, I'm working on it now. I'm trying to get Mean Gene Oakland to come but it'll be in April. You know.
Okay. Very good. By the way, there was one other thing I remember. Mad Dog, didn't he? Yes, I know he did this. When Ventura was in running for governor, he said, "My governor can beat up your governor," and then he made T-shirts and said,
"Yeah,
I did beat up your governor.
I beat up your governor." He did that. Oh God,
Kenny J, God bless you, sir. I really appreciate you taking time out. Baron, thank you so much, and you both of you are just you're going to live in all our hearts. That's for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. Take care.